Please turn again in the Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Very simply, at the end of our service today, I want to draw your attention to a very familiar text of Scripture. A text that I have preached upon before, but a text that the Lord has laid upon my heart for this meeting this afternoon. And if you're not saved, I pray that you'll listen very carefully, because these are wonderful words. And I pray that the Lord will take these words and write them upon all of our hearts, but especially if you're found in the meeting without Christ. Today, my friend, you need the Lord. You need to be saved. You need to come to the knowledge of sins forgiven. Do you have that knowledge today? Can you read your title clear to mansions in the sky? It's good to come to church, but coming to church week by week is not enough to get you into heaven. As the Lord Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, "Let me tell you, ye must be born again." And how the hymn writer penned it well when he wrote those words, "Ye must be born again or never enter heaven. 'Tis only blood-washed ones are there, the ransomed and forgiven." No one will enter heaven without being saved by the grace of God. And no one can be saved by the grace of God apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at our text, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 and 6. "For there's one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank thee for the mediator. And oh God, we pray that you would come, Lord, and speak to hearts. We think especially of those in this meeting who are still strangers to grace and to God. Oh God, I pray that thy word would quicken their souls today. Oh God, that they would turn from their sin and seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. We thank thee, Lord, that there's a Saviour from all sin. We thank thee that that Saviour is the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Lord, fill us now afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, to simply set the gospel before this congregation. Help us to uplift the person and work of the Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that as we preach this message, that none would be seen save Jesus only. O God, we just commit, therefore, our preaching to thee. And help us, Lord, in all that we say, to glorify Christ. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. My subject today is simply entitled, Christ the Mediator. 1 and 2 Timothy were of course written by the Apostle Paul to a young minister of the gospel by the name of Timothy. At the time of the writing of these two epistles, Timothy was the minister of the church at Ephesus. Although only a young man, Timothy had much experience in the work of God. Timothy was of course led to Christ through the ministry of the Apostle Paul. And he accompanied Paul on Paul's second missionary journey. He was a young man who was used of the Lord. And although he was young, he certainly was no novice. Timothy was well grounded in the faith. A young man who loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, and mind. And here we have the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writing to this young minister to instruct him in the things of God. As Paul writes these two epistles to this young minister, he deals with many important subjects, but none more important than the subject that we want to consider this afternoon, that of Christ the Mediator. Here we have one of the great fundamental truths of Christianity. The doctrine of the mediation of Jesus Christ is a foundation doctrine of the Christian faith. Now, I could not emphasize that enough. It's so important that you understand that. Christ the Mediator is so important in the Christian faith. To be wrong on this doctrine and to teach otherwise than what Paul teaches here about the Lord Jesus Christ in our text is to teach a false gospel. It matters not what a church or denomination's creed says. If their creed is not correct on this point, on this truth, on this doctrine, then their whole creed is corrupt. Listen to what God's word says here concerning Christ the Mediator. For there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. My friend, I pray that the Lord will write that truth upon all of our hearts, especially if you're found here today and you're not a Christian, you're not saved. I pray that the Lord will write his word upon your heart this afternoon. Because here we have a tremendous statement, a wonderful statement, a statement indeed that can enlighten your mind to how you can get to heaven. Indeed, it tells us here clearly that there's only one who can bring the sinner to heaven. There's only one who can mediate between the sinner and God. And as we deal with this subject, I pray that the Lord will save your precious soul, even in God's house this afternoon. Now, there's a number of things, very simply, I want you to notice here. First of all, I want to say this, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. You say to me, that's obvious. Well, friend, when you study the creeds of some denominations and churches, you wouldn't think it was obvious. And certainly, when you study the doctrines of popery, you wouldn't think it was obvious, as we're going to see just in a moment. But here, very dogmatically and very simply, we learn that there is only one mediator between God and man. What is a mediator? Well, a mediator is one who interposes to reconcile two parties at variance. It signifies a desman or umpire who is an efficient peacemaker between two rival enemies. A mediator is one who comes between two parties who are in conflict with each other in order to reconcile them to each other. The word mediator here in our text literally means a middleman. Therefore, Christ is the middleman or mediator between God and man. You see, the Bible states clearly that God and man are enemies because of man's sin. In Isaiah 59 verse 2 it says, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Therefore, the Bible teaches clearly that sinful man and a holy God are at enmity the one with the other. And there's only one way whereby God and man can be reconciled again, and that is through, listen to it, the mediation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God is the only one who can bring peace and reconciliation between God and man. He is the only one who can bring the two parties together. That's what the text of Scripture is teaching. My friend, if you're not saved today, it's important that you learn that. It's vital that you understand that. The minister cannot mediate between you and God. The priest cannot mediate between you and God. The Pope cannot mediate between you and God. Mary cannot mediate between you and God. There's only one mediator.
And that mediator is the Lord Jesus Christ. In order for Christ to be a true mediator, of course, he had to die and shed his precious blood. And we're going to see that just in a moment. But this truth that the Lord Jesus is the only mediator is a truth that is set forth here, not only in this portion of Scripture, but in many other portions of Scripture as well. That familiar text of Scripture in John 14, verse 6, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That text of Scripture that we quote so often is teaching us again that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only mediator. And there's a wonderful text of Scripture, if you keep your hands in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and turn over to Hebrews chapter 7 and look with me there at verse 25. Again, this truth is brought out. It says, "Wherefore he," speaking of Christ, "he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Here we have the teaching of the Scriptures on this vital truth of Christianity. Now, of course, as I've emphasized, the Church of Rome tells us that there are many mediators. Mary is a mediator, they say. Listen to what Rome says. Mary is truly a mediator, I quote, "of peace between sinners and God. Sinners receive pardon by Mary alone." Indeed, Rome's theology is this: "Heart of Jesus, I adore thee. Heart of Mary, I implore thee. Heart of Joseph, pure and true. In these three hearts, I must trust." That's the teaching of the Church of Rome. And when we turn to the Word of God, however, the Bible teaches us the complete opposite. Nowhere in the Word of God do we read such statements as Rome states. Indeed, the Word of God clearly teaches that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one and only mediator. Oh, my friend, I wonder, as we are gathered in God's house today, this is a simple truth. But it's a simple truth that you need to learn. And it's a simple truth that you need to remember. And especially if you're found here unsaved, I pray that God will write his word upon your heart and upon your soul. Because you need to come to God today. And you need to confess your sin to him. But you need to come through the Lord Jesus Christ, the only mediator. He is the only Savior. He is the only Redeemer. He is the only Advocate. He is the only one who can save your precious, precious soul. Listen, look to what Paul said in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 7. After he makes this wonderful statement, he says this: "I speak the truth in Christ. I lie not." In other words, the Apostle Paul here is emphasizing again to us that what he has just said is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I wonder, is there someone here today and you're still not saved? I know that there are many who come to our congregation, especially on a Sunday morning, and you're still strangers to grace and to God. Oh, my friend, let me exhort you to come to Christ today, to trust him, to seek him, to find salvation in him. You want to make peace with God? At the moment, you're the enemy of God because of your sin. Sin, as we have stated already, has separated you from God. And if that sin is not dealt with, then you'll be lost in hell forever. That's what the Bible tells us very clearly. But thank God, you can make peace with God today. You can be reconciled to God today. You can know that your sins are forgiven. But you must come through Christ. For he is the mediator. He is the only mediator. There's no other mediator apart from the blessed Son of God. Now take a look at the text again, because when you read down these verses 5 and 6, you discover why the Lord Jesus Christ is the only mediator. Why is the Lord Jesus Christ the only mediator between God and man? Well, the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ is the only mediator is because Christ has satisfied divine justice. How has Christ satisfied divine justice? By dying on the cross for sinful men. Look at verse 5 and 6. Let's read them together. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Now there's another wonderful text of Scripture. If you keep your hand in that portion of Scripture and turn over to Hebrews chapter 9, again this truth is emphasized in verses 15 and 16 of Hebrews chapter 9. And for this cause, he is the mediator. So here, Paul again, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, comes to speak of Christ the mediator. And he's emphasizing to us, first of all, that the Lord Jesus is the mediator, the only mediator. So he's repeating himself again. You know, it's good to repeat yourself when you're preaching truth. Because sometimes, the first time you make the statement, it doesn't sink into the sinner's heart, into the sinner's mind. My friend, let me say it again. There's only one mediator. Your coming to church will never save you. That will not mediate between you and God. That will not satisfy a holy God. No matter how much you try to clean up your life. And you can reform your life. And you can seek to stop committing particular sins. But that will not mediate between you and God. That will not satisfy an angry God as far as your sin is concerned. Look what it says here. It says, for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, for by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. The Lord Jesus Christ, in order to be a faithful mediator, had to die. He had to shed his blood upon the cross. He had to lay down his life a ransom for the many. Man's sin had to be punished, you see. Therefore, before the sinner could be reconciled to God and make peace with God, before the sinner could find forgiveness for his sins, receive forgiveness for his sins, the sinner's sin had to be dealt with. And the only way that man's sin could be dealt with was by God punishing a substitute, a sinless, spotless substitute. And that sinless, spotless substitute was the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Therefore, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross and shed his precious blood as the spotless Lamb of God for the sins of the ungodly, he became the sinner's substitute. He died in the sinner's place. He bore the sinner's punishment. Indeed, Christ paid the price that was demanded by God the Father for the punishment of sin. Thus, Christ in his death on the cross satisfied the divine justice of God and made it possible for hell-guilty sinners to make peace with their Creator through the blood of his cross. In order for Christ to be a true mediator, therefore, he had to die for the sins of those that he was going to mediate for. Therefore, in eternity past, listen to this, Christ, as the sinner's only mediator, entered eternally into a covenant of peace with God, then came to earth to be born under the law and to ratify and seal the everlasting covenant with his own blood, which he shed upon the cross, so as to purchase for sinners all the blessings contained in that covenant. And having shed his blood for sinners, he now lives to intercede for those who are saved and will someday bring them safely home to glory. Oh, praise God. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a wonderful Redeemer we have. What a wonderful Mediator we have. Can you see why the Lord Jesus Christ is the only mediator? Not only because of who he is, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, but because of what he has done upon the cross of Calvary. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 10, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Colossians 1 verse 20 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. Hebrews 2 verse 17, wherefore in all things it behoved Christ to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of his people. Therefore, the main reason why the Lord Jesus is the only mediator between God and man is because he has satisfied divine justice and paid the price for our sins as a perfect sacrifice. Isn't that wonderful? Did any minister ever die for your sins? Did any priest ever die for your sins? Did Mary die for the sins of the ungodly? No. There's only one who was good enough to die for our sins. There was only one good enough to go to Calvary and lay down his life. And that one was the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but his blood washed it white as snow. Oh, my friend, you're in this meeting today and you're still not saved. I have wonderful news for you. Hear it today. Oh, listen to it, I implore you. God has sent his Son, his only begotten Son. And the Lord Jesus came willingly. He came and laid down his life, a ransom for you and for me. He died the just for the unjust. He shed his precious blood. And because of the sacrifice that he made upon the cross of Calvary, you and I can be saved for eternity. And because of what he has accomplished upon the cross, he can be our mediator. And he can be your mediator. You want to make peace with God? Someday we're all going to die. We're going to stand before God. If you die without Christ and stand before God unsaved, you will stand before an angry God. And it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And on that day, God will judge your sin and he will cast you out into outer darkness for all eternity. That's why you need a mediator. That's why you need someone to intercede on your behalf. That's why you need the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, can you see the importance of the text? Can you see the truth that the text is seeking to set forth? My friend, don't leave God's house this afternoon without understanding the wonderful truth that is being taught here in this passage of Scripture. There's only one mediator. That does away with all other mediators. There's only one. And his name is Jesus, the Son of God. And the reason why he's the mediator, one of the reasons why he is the only mediator, is because he died upon the cross. And thank God, dying upon the cross, he shed his precious blood. As the text tells us, he gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The word ransom means a price paid to redeem or to buy back a captive. That's what the word ransom means. Thank God when the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, he paid the price for my sins in order to redeem me. He bought me back from the slave market of sin. That's the importance of the cross, and that's why the Lord Jesus Christ had to finish the work of redemption. That's why he cried on the cross, "It is finished." Of course, that's another falsehood that popery teaches. Popery teaches that Christ didn't finish the work, that he has to be sacrificed over and over and over and over again in the Mass. Oh, what folly. What folly. Isn't it wonderful that we have God's Word, that we have God's truth, that we can read the Bible? The Bible sets us free. The words of God reveal to us God's wonderful plan of salvation. Now, there's something else I want to say here. Therefore, and this is my third point, because Christ is the only mediator, and because as mediator he has satisfied the divine justice of God by paying the price for sin and dying upon the cross, all the sinner has to do in order to be saved is to come to God through Jesus Christ, and he will find peace and eternal salvation. That's the message of the gospel, men and women. My here unsaved friend is the message of saving grace. I wonder, will you accept what Christ has done on the cross for you, believing that the Son of God is the only Savior and the only mediator? And will you call upon him now for salvation? If you will, he will save you from hell and give you everlasting life. Oh, there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open that all may go in. It's at Calvary's cross where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. I wonder, would you throw off the pride in your heart? Would you throw down your puny arms of rebellion? Would you turn away from your sin? And would you seek the Lord this day? Remember this, it's not Christ plus the church that saves. It's not Christ plus good works that saves. It's not Christ plus anything that reconciles the sinner to God. It is Christ and Christ alone, the only hope of glory. And thank God, the Bible tells us, for as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Indeed, we read in Luke 8 verse 40, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. They gladly received him. The problem today is that men and women are not willing to receive Christ as their Savior because they want to hold on to their sin. You know, there's something wonderful about Christ the Mediator. When Christ, our Mediator, saves us, thank God he saves us for all eternity. When he redeems us for all eternity. And no matter who you are today, God will save your soul if you come to him through the mediator. Look at verse 4 of 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, who will have all men to be saved, all types of men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment of Jesus at cleansing will receive. You say to me, but preacher, I have rejected the gospel for too many years. Listen, doesn't matter how long you've rejected the gospel. Thank God even this day you can come and put your trust in him and he will save you. But you must come to him. All that come to me, Jesus says, I will in no wise cast out. And thank God if you're willing to take the sinner's place. That's the only qualification, taking the sinner's place. Be willing to repent of your sin and by faith accept Christ as your Savior and the Lord will save you. God desires not the death and destruction of any, but the welfare and salvation of all. We read over there in the book of Ezekiel these words in verse 11 of chapter 33. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his sin and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? And that's the message of the gospel to you today. It is not the Lord's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, thank God, he's a merciful God. But you can only find mercy with God through the mediator. My friend, it's very important that you understand that. There's a false gospel going about today, and it propagates the love of God to all men, irrespective of whether those men repent and come to Christ for salvation. And it's a false gospel. God will not show mercy to any man outside of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Apostle Paul here is teaching when he speaks about there being one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Paul is emphasizing here that there is mercy with God, that there is forgiveness with God, that there is salvation with God.
But that mercy and that salvation is only through His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
My friend, if you want to meet God in mercy, then you must come through the mediator. Have you come through the mediator? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Come today and trust Him, and He will save you. There's a wonderful text of Scripture in the book of Hebrews that speaks about a so great salvation. A so great salvation. Hebrews 2 verse 3 is a familiar text of Scripture. That little phrase, so great, is used in the New Testament of things only. In other words, nothing else like it. There's nothing else like it. Nothing can compare with it. In other words, what the text is teaching is this, that there's nothing that can compare with God's salvation and God's redemption. Nothing can compare to it. Oh, child of God, you and I today have a so great salvation. There's nothing can compare with it. There's nothing else like it. Isn't it wonderful that you and I have the greatest gift that anyone can possess? Because we have God's salvation. The rich man on earth is only a pauper compared to what you and I have. The men in this world who have millions have nothing compared to what you and I have. For there's nothing to compare with God's salvation. But you see, that little phrase, so great, is emphasized in another place in the Bible. I just want you to turn over to it for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hebrews 2 verse 3 speaks about a so great salvation. But 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10 speaks about something else that's so great. Look at verse 10. Who delivered us from so great a death. The death spoken of here, of course, is hell and judgment forever. I tell you, friend, if there's nothing to compare with God's salvation, there's nothing to compare with the destiny that the sinner is heading towards. That death that you're heading towards in hell is a so great a death that no one could explain it. No one could explain it. The greatest preacher could never fully explain the awfulness and blackness of hell. But in the context of the verse, that's what the Lord, as our mediator, has saved us from, child of God. Listen to it. This is what Paul says. Who delivered us through this so great salvation, through this one and only mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath delivered us from so great a death. And doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. And thank God He will, for He has given us eternal redemption and saved us for time and for eternity. My friend, the death to which you're heading is a so great a death. So great that you couldn't comprehend it. So great that you couldn't fully understand it. You'll not fully understand until you get there. Hell is so great. But there's no need for you. There's no need for you to go out into a lost eternity. Why? Because Christ, through His death, and as the mediator, offers you today a so great salvation. Come and trust Him. Be saved. Don't let another week. Don't let another year pass. Don't sit in God's house for another Sabbath without knowing the mediator, knowing God through the mediator. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the Word of God. We thank Thee for the truth of the Scriptures. And O God, we pray that You'll bless this Word to every heart.
We think especially of those in our congregation who are still not saved. Oh God, I pray that the truth of the gospel will dawn upon them, that they will realize what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them upon the place called Calvary. That they will realize and recognize that nothing else and no one else can reconcile them to God apart from Jesus Christ. There's no other mediator. Oh God, teach them that this day. Teach our young people that. Teach our old people that. Teach, Lord, all those here without a Savior this great truth, that there's only one God and only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. O God, we thank thee for thy precious word and for the message of the gospel. Bless thy word this day to every heart. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.